Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Going to get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here for you, which is brought to us by our friends at Lexus, the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer as the Miami Dolphins are getting set against the Buffalo Bills. Mike McDaniel getting his team ready, a team they do not beat very often.
Ready for what?
Kind of have their number.
They're 2-7.
Seven.
Yeah. A lot of teams have their number.
Well, come on. Come on. Yes, but also this team in particular. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This is Papa.
I know.
Josh Allen has had the Dolphins in a baby Bjorn his entire career.
Right.
I mean, he kills them. It's crazy. But Mike McDaniel did speak to the media.
You notice how we have to play Mike McDaniel cuts at the beginning of a segment?
Well, yeah. He was asked about how the Dolphins handled the trade deadline. Here's what he had to say.
It's a good question. It was a collaboration of myself, Champ, and Brandon Shore, and utilizing the you know, all of the minds that we have within the organization, but you know, communicating with our ownership directly, and so you know, our relationships are strong. We had very, very healthy conversations, and we're all in agreement for the moves and or moves we didn't make, but it was a normal trade deadline process where you are, contrary to popular belief, you generally talk about over 50% of your players that there's conversations all over the place with every team because everyone's trying to get better and seeing what competitive advantage they can get. Happy with the preparation portion of this morning for the Buffalo Bills.
What? Is that contrary to popular belief that they don't talk about talk about a lot of their roster?
What are we contrary to popular belief in? Because I don't even know what the hell he said. So what are we contradicting? What are we contrarians on? I mean, please explain to me. Contrary to popular belief.
That's not Mike McDaniel.
What? What? All I remember is that was a good question. Really?
Mm. Yep.
Don't give him that much credit.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on
myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's just he is not efficient with the words.
Yeah.
Here he was unasked about how close they were to any trades.
Yeah, it's tough for me to close the as the deal gets done or it doesn't, you're either far off or you're real close, but somebody has to let down their guard or their positioning. So
is this jiu-jitsu?
All deals are not close to me until they're done. So I have a weird way of looking at it, but like, yeah, there wasn't anything that moved the needle for us to change our roster beyond what we've done. And so I was excited for 4 o'clock because I got to get back to where my mind has been at and where I'm making sure everyone's mind's at, and that is the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Well, listen, you've been very focused.
Ooh. Hey.
You all right?
No, I ain't all right. What was the question?
How close were they to any trades? And he said it's either done or not close in his mind. I guess that's one way to look at it. Either the deal happens or it doesn't. I guess you're right. It's not like that Danny Ainge who loves talking about almost trades.
Well, but here's the problem. With professional athletes, if you mention almost trade, then they think, oh, so you didn't want me.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Of course.
Because, I mean, how many seasons we've been trading Tyler Hero?
Oh, we just did it when you were talking to Jay Crawford.
Yeah, we did.
We did it again?
We did.
I didn't trade him. Vlad just like, Tyler Hero for John Morant?
And also,
Why not? Dude, absolutely not.
Did you see that commercial that he did? Did you watch what I sent you?
No.
It was very strange.
Once you put the captions on, and I'm like, I'm not.
Why not? I thought the captions would make you want to watch it.
No. Made me less want to watch it.
I said, did you see the commercial, Vlad?
Of who, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yeah, the Nike, the new Nike commercial? Yeah, I did.
I was like, kind of some sound points on those on those tweets.
Tyler. So, isn't that they do that on late night?
Right, when they mean the mean tweets.
Right. Yeah.
But some of them be these weren't factual.
Yeah, these weren't mean tweets. These were kind of well-reasoned, skeptical Tyler Hero takes. That's what they were. Nobody was like, Tyler's a bum. Tyler stinks. It was like, Tyler Hero is good, but he's never going to be an All-NBA player. And I'm like, well.
It's kind of never healthy when you need him.
It's kind of how I feel. I think he's really good. Just, do we want to pay him $50 million? Questionable.
You want to max everybody out. You think money is
unlimited.
If
I could max everybody out,
it's not his money.
It's not my money. If Mickey Arison could make everybody want to take a cruise and everybody could be maxed out, you get a max. I'd be the max Oprah. But
can I just tell you this?
You can't do it.
Even if you could and had the money to max out everybody,
yeah,
there comes a point where you say, absolutely not. It's not about the money. The problem is that I appreciate the way the league has done it and kind of staggered what your max money you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for some reason, every NBA player think they should get the max.
Every one of them. Yeah.
Right. And so that's not what that was designed for. That was designed to cap what the top players can make.
Right.
Not the lesser players be able to get 30, 40 million.
There shouldn't be a Jazz max right now.
Right.
Even as nice as Lauri Markkanen is, should he be making what LeBron makes?
Let me say this.
But that's my point. Yeah, this went the wrong way.
That's how the Dolphins got in trouble with the market is the market.
The market's the market.
But didn't this go the opposite way that the league thought it was going to go? Because you got a lot of guys.
Well, it got
making max money.
Yeah,
because they're looters in a riot.
Right, and if you're an agent, you're like, well, if I don't get my guy the max, then I stink as an agent.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm guessing the way the league approached this, they were not talking about the Tyler Heroes getting the max. It was more for the LeBron Jameses and them capping out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody gets a max to the point where who's going to be the first guy to say, you ain't worth a max? Because, like, at some point, like, even if you have all the money in the world and you're a great businessman, don't you have to look back and go, come on now. Right? Like, you think right now Pat Riley is looking at Tyler Hero and saying, yeah, well, as soon as he gets healthy, we can get that $50 million.
Even the but the commercial's so strange because like he looks at the takes and he's just like, It's not even like, well, I'll show them. It's just Tyler Hero reading a television.
Cause he's hurt. What are you gonna show us? His boot.
He said one of the takes was
Tyler Hero's an annoying level of good enough where it's hard to replace him, but not good enough to be a one or two on a great team.
And then he just leans back and I'm like, kind of a sound take. You know what? He's an annoying level of good. It's like, I agree. Tyler Hero's a really good player. How good is he on a contender? Probably the third best guy.
If I told you on the Miami Heat team, as currently constructed, you have three max players, you'd be like, I shouldn't.
No.
Right? But that's my point.
They have one max player who's getting the max.
But again, if things work out and guys start, you know, coming into their own, you could possibly have three max players but not have three max players.
The interesting thing is going to be is like what happens when the Heat come in with that Norman Powell extension in the middle of the year that's like very reasonable. And then it's like, oh, that's their guy. That's their guy.
Think
now.
About this. The way Norman's playing and the way he has played in recent years, if he don't get a max, can you honestly go to Tyler and say you get a max?
Dade South says he has blonde eyebrows in the commercial. Nothing he says after that matters.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, if I gave you a choice with all-around game, Norman Powell or Tyler Hero?
Oh.
The fact that you have to think about it, if Norman Powell gets
I think it's respect for Norm, though. I've been very impressed with him.
But if Norman Powell gets $30 million a year,
yeah, I wouldn't
Powell
pay Norman.
Not get 50.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay Norman Powell the max either. Like even if you paid Norman Powell 40, I'd be like, okay, that would make me a little squeamish. But if they want, but if he wants to sign what Tyler Hero's signing right now, and then they move on, like I get that, I would understand that. But I also want to see what happens. Like there is a part of me that's curious. I don't want it to be the fact that every time they play would. Tyler's hurt, they play well. Like, I'd like to see, hey, can he make this better? Can he be, you know, an igniter for all this? I'm curious.
You just answered your own question.
I know. I
answered your own question. When you start off a conversation by saying, I don't want him to play better when Tyler's hurt.
Yeah, I don't.
So you kind of answering your question. But I think what happened is the reason why it's working this time is because Powell and Hero haven't been on the roster together.
Jay Toll says.
And they both kind of do the same thing. I think Powell does it.
He's more physical getting to the rim by far. But
that's where I was getting at.
Tyler's one of the best shooters on the planet. Could probably hit from a lot of different spots better on the. But man, I tell you what.
You trust? Here.
That on Powell's pure.
And I just saw this. If I had one shot, right, at the end of a game, am I giving it to Norm or giving it to Tyler? Because Norm could get me a bucket at the rim.
Two or three.
Jump. Huh?
Do I need a two or a three? If I need a two, probably Norm. If I need a three, probably Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I want to. I don't know.
Go look at their three-point percentages.
Kickback says, Tyler is never speaking to Tobin again. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm just having, first of all, I didn't make the commercial.
Now I'm curious. You looking it up, Vlad?
What, the three-point percentage?
What, of who? Yeah. Powell and Hero?
Of Norm Powell and Tyler Hero.
In their career? Hold on.
Yeah, career. Because I think sometimes we feel
Tyler's a great three-point shooter. He is.
Okay.
I think he was fourth in makes overall last year.
All right. Tyler Hero's career 3-point percentage is 38%.
That's excellent. But also, Norman Powell's a much different player than Tyler as far as, like, he got to come along slowly. Like, he was Gabe Vincent with Toronto.
But I don't care about that. I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do with my team right now.
I'm kind of doing it.
Sitting here saying, if I have a two.
Norman Powell's 39.9%.
Wow.
So my point is this. Games played. You're saying Tyler Hero's a better three-point shooter.
But how many shots?
The numbers, see, it, like.
It is. I mean, like, Tyler takes a lot. So I'm just curious on that.
Okay.
But I get you. Look, Norman Powell's been great.
Hold on.
He's been great. I
hold on.
Guys,
wait.
Norman's if you look at the comparison, you would take all right, Tyler's had a 19.4 points per game in his career. Norman Powell's 13.3. But
I'm looking at
field goal percentage, Norman Powell shoots at 47%. Tyler shoots at a little bit under 45%. 3-point percentage, Norman Powell.
His numbers are excellent.
Yeah, 40%.
His numbers are excellent.
How many 3-pointers has he shot in his career?
Oh, it's like four, a little over four. But I'm looking at like last year, he took like 7 a game, and he was shooting at 42%. Like it was incredible.
Right,
it was a great year by him.
So my whole point is, we sitting here making an assumption, and those numbers tell a different story. If I give you another chance with the information you have right now,
Look at that.
And I say, would you be okay with Norm Powell shooting that shot?
Oh yeah, I would be okay with it.
Now here's the other thing: when you say, "Who's that dog?" It's fourth quarter. I need to go get it. Who's that dog?
This is a very first impression, but it does appear that Norm Powell has that dog in him.
Right. So basically, in your efforts to just blurt out answers, the facts tell a different story.
The facts have changed.
Okay. So now, if you say they're both similar players and one player has that dog, if I give him 30, 40 million, I'm not giving Tyler Hero 50. End of discussion.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with you.
That's all. That's where I was getting at.
We're not disagreeing.
Okay.
We're not disagreeing.
All right, so we're going to be on that Nike commercial next year. Because that just sounded.
You mean the soundly pointed, not irrational Nike commercial?
Yeah. It's not. And guess what?
It's nothing against them.
It's nothing against them. But they see. Norman Powell just seems to be that dude when he needs to be. And Tyler could give you the mean mug or whatever, but he's slight of foot. They slap him around sometimes.
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.